Hello, 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 geeks, freaks, and tomb dwellers, and welcome back to another episode of Tombs of Horror. As always, I'm your host, Dustin. Before we get into this quick mini-sode, I just wanted to announce that my new single, Decay the Sun, will be out. I believe it's supposed to be out today, which is Friday, but I never really know for sure. My distributor doesn't really fucking tell me when it's going to be out on Spotify and YouTube and all that shit. So I believe it will be out at some point today. If not today, probably tomorrow or maybe even into next week. So anyway, keep an eye out for that. It features my friend Timothy Dietz on vocals. Yes, I actually have a song with vocals on it for once. But it's a little bit different. It's got kind of a more industrial feel in the guitars instead of straight up heavy metal. Someone that's heard early listen to it, if that's what you want to call it, said it kind of reminds them of a lot more industrial Rob Zombie musically. I mean, so we'll see what you guys think about it. I wouldn't get used to the vocals, though, because I'm not really a vocals kind of guy when it comes to my music, or at least the music I create. I'm more of an instrumental guy, but I guess we'll see how this single does, and maybe I'll move forward with more vocals in the future. I don't fucking know yet, but we'll just see how it does. But anyway, into the episode proper, Terrifier 2 is doing rounds in select theaters around the country, and I was lucky enough to find out that Myrtle Beach had one of the theaters that it was doing its rounds in, and I was able to score a ticket to it, and I saw it last night, and I'm going to do just kind of a quick review trying not to give away too much spoilers, seeing as how this is only doing rounds in select theaters around the country, so everybody's not going to be able to see it, and I don't want to give away too many spoilers before it's on streaming services or VOD or whatever the fuck it's going to be on eventually. So yeah, let's get into it with 2002's Terrifier 2. Did I just say 2002? What the fuck? Obviously, it's 2022. So, let me rephrase that. Let's get into it with 2022's Terrifier 2.
Did you figure out what you're dressing up as tomorrow?
He wants to dress up as a real guy who murdered 9 people last year.
Oh, you're not doing that.
It's just a costume. You think that guy's still out there?
What's up with you and this clown all of a sudden? You're like obsessed.
They never found his body. What if he decides to come back here?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Wait a minute. Aren't you that guy from the costume shop?
Sir, what are you doing?
It wasn't me.
He was covered in blood on his shirt and his hands when he got here.
I'm telling you, it was him, Ellie. Right down to the little black dot on the tip of his nose.
You're really weird, you know that?
I believe him.
About what?
Something really bad's gonna happen tonight.
No, I know when Jonathan's lying, okay? I could hear it in his voice. Something's wrong.
Look, we're gonna have fun. Mm-hmm. Stress-free environment.
Yep.
Speaking of surprises, kids, we have a very special guest with us today, all the way from Miles County. Please welcome Art the Clown.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do for Terrifier 2 is I'm going to give a very brief plot crunch so as I don't give any spoilers to any of you listeners who may want to see this and haven't had the chance to, because that's not what I do when it comes to brand new movies. I don't want to ruin it all for you. So anyway, the very brief plot crunch is that after his apparent suicide at the end of the first Terrifier, Art the Clown is resurrected by a dark entity and returns to the town of Miles County to terrorize a sister, her younger brother, and their family. But this time, there is a reason for all the carnage that's going on. So the first thing I'm going to get into about this movie is the runtime, because a lot of hoopla, I guess to call it, has been made about how long this movie is. The first Terrifier was either an hour and 20 minutes or an hour and a half, somewhere in between that running time. I can't really remember which. But this one is just under 2.5 hours, which makes it a great deal longer than the first one. But I can see why Damien Leone, the director of this movie and Terrifier and All Hallows Eve 1 and 2, wanted to flesh out the characters a little more than he did in the first Terrifier, because in the first one, if you've seen it and remember, the characters were just very briefly introduced before all the killing began. It didn't really flesh them out. But this time, they do, which kind of leads to some boring moments that kind of seem to drag on a little longer than they should. You know, it's not just killing after killing after killing in Terrifier 2 like the first Terrifier. So there are some scenes that kind of drag on longer than they should. But it's made up for later in the movie with all the carnage that ensues. Terrifier 2 also has a much bigger cast than the first one did. This one has a few big names in it as well, where the first Terrifier really didn't. David Howard Thornton returns as Art the Clown, of course. And he does a very good job, you know, without even speaking a word, because Art doesn't talk. And he somehow makes Art a lot more creepier than he did in the previous film. He does a really good job, and I give him a lot of credit. Felicia Rose from the Sleepaway Camp movies also makes an appearance, and so does Chris Jericho. So there are two bigger names in it. You know, Felicia Rose isn't the best actress in the entire fucking world, but she does a slightly better job than usual in this. And Chris Jericho basically plays the same character he always plays when he appears in any movie. What I did find interesting with Terrifier 2, though, is that this time, in the first Terrifier, you know, Art's victims didn't really fight back all that much. They just were there to be cannon fodder for Art. But this time, Art has his work cut out for him in the form of Lauren Lovera, who plays Sienna Shaw, the older sister in this movie. And I mean, yeah, she starts out as a typical victim, but as the movie moves on, she really fights back and gives herself, or makes her character, the perfect foil for Art the Clown. Because in Terrifier, you know, he really didn't, like I said, have that strong female character to fight back against him, or find ways to try to fight against him. And while this does have a longer running time, like I said before, that doesn't mean there aren't plenty of gory kills, because there are, and people die horribly in this fucking movie. But there really isn't any death to rival that infamous scene from the first Terrifier where Art hangs this girl naked upside down and very brutally saws her in half with a hacksaw. That was probably one of the fucking goriest deaths in any movie I've ever seen. But like I said, while that was the highlight, I guess if that's what you want to call it, in the first Terrifier, there really isn't any scene like that to, you know, rival it in Terrifier 2. But, I mean, is it worth your time seeing? Yeah, it is. I mean, it's pretty much more of the same. It's a very long game of cat and mouse, just like the first Terrifier was. Except, like I said, it's more fleshed out this time around. And yeah, if you're a Terrifier fan or an Art the Clown fan, like I am, it's worth your time seeing. But once again, it's definitely not for the squeamish. But yeah, in my opinion, it is worth your time seeing. This so far has gotten extremely high ratings, which is kind of a surprise for the kind of movie that it is. But IMDb gave it a 7.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes so far has a highest score of any movie, for any movie like this that I've seen, with 100%. Letterboxd doesn't really have any reviews yet or scores, and I give it a 4.5 out of 5. And that just about wraps it up for this episode, guys. As always, you can reach out to me at darksyde9034@gmail.com or on Instagram. You can reach me at Raped by Wolves Band Official. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tombs of Horror. I'll see you next time.